Hey, welcome back to the FS Podcast. This is Brian.
This is John.
And this week we're talking MCU Phase 4. Four.
Just MCU Phase 4?
No, we're going to talk about some other stuff too. That's the title of the episode. MCU like, Phase 4 and other stuff.
The CW has ordered Superman and Lois, starring Tyler Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch.
Yeah.
Which will follow the two iconic comic book characters.
So
is that just announced today, was it?
It's been like
rumored.
So I mean it
rumors
was like
are just rumors though.
I mean, but it was like a rumor where it's like, you know, this is more than just a rumor. But it's cool. I like Bitsy Turlock. She was on Grimm.
Bitsy Turlock?
Well, that's what she was on Grimm. So
Elizabeth.
That was yeah. Well, her IMDb.
This is all
Elizabeth
rolling out of Crisis, which ends tonight.
Tonight, so I figure we can watch Crisis between then, today, and next Tuesday, and we can talk about that next week.
We can try.
So, but you've watched some of it already, haven't you?
No, I didn't watch any of it.
Okay, cool. But yeah, so
I wanted to watch it all at once.
Yeah. Makes sense. But no,
Lord of the Rings TV series confirms main cast.
Oh, really? That must have just come out.
Click the link in the bio from Entertainment Weekly. Let's see what they say.
Doing our show prep on air.
Well, this is just me looking at my phone since I was at work. The main cast of the Lord of the Rings TV series has officially been assembled by the streaming platform Amazon, obviously. Richard Aramayo is playing Beldor.
Okay.
I don't know who these characters are. These are new characters.
Yeah.
And I don't know who any of these actors are either. It's all international actors.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
Like, literally, there's not a name in there.
I don't recognize a single name. I might recognize, like, faces. But
I recognize
I don't get
shows, but not the names.
Interesting. So, huh. Cool.
Oh, there's somebody last seen in The Mandalorian.
Uh-oh.
Ismael Cruz Cordova.
Okay.
I don't know who he played in The Mandalorian, but I'm sure I can look it up real fast.
I bet he played a bounty hunter.
We got somebody from Hotel Mumbai.
Yeah.
The Proposition. His Dark Materials.
Did you watch any of that yet?
I haven't, no.
I'm about to start that.
What is The Proposition? That sounds like a movie that came out a few years ago.
There was Indecent Proposal. I think it was like
no, there was a movie called Proposition.
Oh.
A Very English Scandal, Medici, Masters of Florence. These are all actors from these shows.
Okay.
So it's an international cast.
Cool.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to shoot in New Zealand.
I don't know. Someone from Breaking Bad, Jennifer Hutchinson?
That wasn't on that list.
Oh, let's see. Jason Cahill from The Sopranos. Justin Double from Stranger Things.
These are all on...
Oh, these are the production side. Never mind. Sorry, I was further down.
Oh, so. I was going to say those weren't on that list.
No, with your actors here. Yeah, it's going to... The table read is underway in New Zealand already. So
Peter Jackson's in on this then.
Yeah, and it'll be September is when it's expected to hit.
Well, that's just exciting.
So very exciting. All right. So Westworld did a date announcement teaser.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool because it gives a timeline of when they are.
Oh, that thing?
Yeah.
I've seen a picture of that.
So I'm going to play it real quick for you. But so it gives like the whole like 2019 something happens in Hong Kong. 2019, 45th
right,
president
yeah.
impeached. Like, they're just adding like a bunch of the no one knows it's happened yet, like current events. So, But then it's like jumping into the future, and it's just like it looks like it starts out looking like an audio sine wave, but it slowly pans out to become like a giant circle, which is really kind of cool with these like spikes of stuff.
It's the maze.
2037. There's a Russian Civil War.
Recently, the system was working. But there's someone we haven't accounted for.
So it says there's an unknown divergence, which is obviously Dolores. You?
2058.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool. I mean, then it comes out on March 15th.
I'm more curious about...
Jesse Pinkman?
Yeah. And that timeline building stuff is just, you know...
Well, it's kind of neat just to kind of know when it's happening, you know, sort of a thing, like how far in the future they've gone.
Sometimes that's not as much exciting as it seems, because it's like you want to, like, you know, the movies who start out with not so far in the future, right, that type of stuff is more interesting because it could be happening now. It could be happening in the future. It's like Black Mirror. Black Mirror alludes to the future,
right,
but isn't. Like alluding to the
wasn't
future.
Blade Runner 2019 when all of that was happening, the
something
first Blade
like
Runner
that, yeah,
yeah. So
well, I mean, look at Back to the Future was 2015.
Oh yeah,
it's like once you do that, you're like locking yourself in at a certain way.
So but anyway, I'm excited. I'm glad it's coming back soon. So middle of March.
Well, we knew it was coming back this year.
Well, I knew it was coming back. I just didn't know if it was going to be
the same time at
the same
is.
Time, or if they were going to do like the Game of Thrones thing where they put it in the summer. But
why mess something up that works? You know?
Who knows? But so that's cool. We got some casting rumors, casting there from Lord of the Rings, a bunch of stuff. So all right. So when was this? On the 9th, Scott Derrickson left. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Due to creative differences. Rumors abound. He's staying on as the executive producer.
Okay.
So he's not leaving, but that doesn't mean
much.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
But the part of the rumors were it was it dealt with Wanda and the use of Scarlet Witch.
This is all like people just making up their thoughts.
Kind
of,
yeah. So, anyway, pop-up happened. So, yeah, I don't know. It's like, it's nothing like bad happened. I think it's just, you know, kind of like what happened with Edgar Wright. He wanted to make a certain vision of the movie, and they need the movie to fit into a larger picture.
Yeah.
And so...
It's,
you know,
it's do the job your boss is telling you, and if you don't like it, you don't have to work for them.
Right. And you know, it seems like everyone's been very, like, gracious in the media and on Twitter. So, like, it seems like it's amicable. Who knows? But
it's one of those things where of all the directors that have directed MCU movies, his doesn't stand out to me. Doctor Strange is in a standout of the MCU movies.
Doctor Strange is very much a middle of the pack movie.
Yeah,
so I'm okay if they bring in another director.
Set up for other stuff is
but
what
like,
it is.
So like as the other director who left like pretty far into pre-production with Edgar Wright. I mean, he'd been at Ant-Man for years. Like
Edgar Wright?
Yeah, when they announced Iron Man, they announced Ant-Man at the same time
Comic-Con. It was the thing where they didn't know what they announced.
Right. But Edgar Wright wanted to make his own movie and not fit into the overarching vision that Feige had.
Well, and he could do that still. He could create his own superhero movie.
Yeah.
Anybody's allowed to do that.
I liked his Scott Pilgrim. His Scott Pilgrim movie's fun.
Sure.
It's a good time. You know, but
he stuck to the story. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like he diverged too much from what actually happens in that story. So.
But I'll be honest, I'm really glad he didn't make Ant-Man because we would have never gotten Baby Driver.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, just selfishly speaking. So they haven't announced who's going to replace Derrickson yet.
Exclusive, it's me.
And, you know, the other one is Patty Jenkins, who dropped out of Thor: The Dark World. But, you know, again, that was just a troubled set and movie from the get-go.
She wanted to do Wonder Woman instead.
I don't know. Years later, after two other movies.
Yeah, well.
But
I don't even know what else she's directed.
Monster.
Oh, okay.
So, and then there's one other movie. So, or I'm she's done other stuff, but
well, I'm sure she's a writer. She's a writer too. Yep. So yeah, it's just one of those things where
and she's a really good director.
I don't know what I've never seen Monster.
Charlize Theron.
I know what it is.
Oh, okay, Monster's good. It's interesting.
Yeah, you could just watch the real life stuff on Discovery Investigation and that type of stuff. Yeah, why do I need to watch a dramatized version of it?
I don't know. Okay, so then
when it comes to like the serial killer movies and that, unless it's just a fictional serial killer, most of the time I don't care.
Like Mindhunter is fun.
Mindhunter's fun, but Mindhunter isn't about anybody real.
Right.
It's a fictionalized version of that story. Yeah. Based on events.
Yeah.
Means to me, this isn't totally 100% accurate.
Right. It's like Fargo.
It's like Zodiac. Zodiac was a very enjoyable movie and was about something real.
Right.
But it wasn't, you know.
Well, you know, it's like all the Coen brother movies start out based on a true story.
I think that's never true. No,
they're not. It's not true. It's right. It's a running
but
joke.
But that's a running joke. I'm talking about the ones where it's like based on true events. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So. Like The Last Starfighter.
That doesn't have that at the beginning at all.
Okay, so
I mean, if that's the case, Titanic was actually a Godzilla movie. That wasn't an iceberg. Right. That was a spine. It was. Right, yeah.
So there was a bunch of rumors that were floating around earlier this week about the Hawkeye show, that it was canceled, that it was delayed, that it wasn't.
But if you actually go and do the research on it, Disney Plus hasn't said anything.
Well, they actually came out and said it's not canceled or delayed.
Right.
But
at the beginning when all these speculators were doing their speculation.
Well, so part of the reason is because Jeremy Renner is apparently going through a very messy divorce right now.
No, that already happened.
Well,
but it's the thing where his ex-wife is trying to make some money by saying he tried to kill me.
Yeah. So anyway,
why didn't you go to the police when he tried to do it?
Anyway, so there was that, but there is
I have problems with that. If somebody assaults you, even if you're afraid, go get some help.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it keep happening.
Yeah.
If it's that bad, get out. Get out. If he tried to kill himself, he just needs to go get help.
Yeah.
But Jeremy Renner, you know, posts a lot of stuff on the internet and seems like a very balanced person. You know? It doesn't sound like he's like, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Maybe at one point he was. I mean, sad to say, but this past weekend, Stan Kirsch, who played Richie Ryan on Highlander, committed suicide.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Loved Richie. Richie was a great character.
Yeah. But he committed suicide. We don't know what was wrong, but I mean, you know.
He had another great role, that episode on Friends.
Everybody said that. I don't watch Friends.
So I haven't seen every episode, but that's definitely one I remember just because it was him.
Yeah.
He was hooking up, having sex with Courtney Cox's character.
Okay.
And he told her he was a senior.
Okay.
And she assumed college.
Okay.
And
high school.
Right. So.
Yeah, because he could play young.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was 51 years old.
Is he? Wow.
Yeah. Well, he's older than us, but.
Well, but you know, not by a whole lot.
No. Well, for me, not by a whole lot, but, you know, he always seemed young on the show and that. But yeah, I read that yesterday and I was just like, well, that sucks.
Yeah. That's too bad.
So. But I mean, that's the thing is like, if you're feeling whatever you're feeling,
are we sure Adrian Paul didn't do it?
No, he hung himself
again. Like, are we sure?
No,
but some stuff that is actually, that sucks. So sorry, Stan Kirsch's family.
You just made it more awkward.
I know. Right. All right. So moving on, Loki. There is actual tangible news. They are going to
link with this tangible news.
So they're going to recast Loki for a short amount of time. So Tom Hiddleston can do other stuff.
I wouldn't really call it recasting, though. It's just fill-ins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so, not recasting. Recasting is, I'm not doing this character anymore, so somebody else has to be cast as that character.
So Loki,
it's more they're doing what's been done in the comic books where Loki has had different forms, female, younger, kid. So, you know, there was a book called Kid Loki at one point.
Yeah.
So it's just the whole thing where their plan is to do with this Loki movie or Loki TV series, a twist.
Yeah.
So that, you know, when Tom Hiddleston comes back, it's even better.
Yeah.
It's
exactly.
Kind of like a show called Doctor Who.
Yep.
You know,
and so this, like in this version of Loki is the Loki from, Endgame, from the time heist.
Right.
So, you know, he is a different character than what we last saw Loki as in Infinity War.
Dead. Right.
But like also kind of a redemptive
literally
Loki.
He's pulling himself out of the timeline. So he has to put himself back into that timeline eventually.
Right.
Which means that eventually we'll see Chris Evans show up as Captain America.
Hopefully. So, yeah. So, but they have a bunch of... So was it Screen Rant?
Well, they've cast the female version.
Yeah.
Already. I read that.
Yeah.
But they're speculating on who they're going to cast as a younger version.
Okay. And so Screen Rant put together a pretty exhaustive list of like quote unquote young
this
Hollywood
is who we
actors.
Hope?
So I will say the list of people they put together, there are some ugly ass motherfuckers on this list.
It's
and
just,
it's like,
it's
what
just
are you doing?
It's just a list, though. It's not even like anything that Marvel's put out. It's just something that...
This is speculation. Right. But I wanted to go through some
of
this.
Of speculation,
so, okay.
Though.
I want to go through some of this list, though, because not because I necessarily think they're right or wrong.
Okay.
But like just some... Well, I do think they're right or wrong. So, but some of these people, it's like, where are you... Like, you know, like this kid here from Bandersnatch, Finn, I guess that's how you say that. Fion Whitehead.
Yeah.
They're saying he's the favorite to play, like, but they're not saying where they're getting the fact that he's the favorite.
Because it's not a fact. It's speculation.
He kind of looks a little like Tom Hiddleston, but not a whole lot.
That's the thing is, like, the problem with these things is it's a lot of speculation.
Yeah.
Because they haven't even said how old Loki's going to be.
Right.
What the kid Loki is going to be.
And the casting call that went out does not specify that they're looking for a white kid either. That's the thing. So,
yeah.
All right. So they got Robbie Kay, who was Peter Pan in Once Upon a Time.
Sure.
And he played, he was in Heroes Reborn as one of Hayden Panettiere's killer twins that killed her.
Oh, okay.
That's how the cheerleader died, by the way, in childbirth. Because her kids took her powers and, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. So Freddie Highmore from the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The
is
really
this
bad
show,
one.
Like, canceled or
the Bates Motel? Bates Motel's over.
No, the one where he plays a doctor.
Oh, the Good Doctor or whatever.
Yeah,
that is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
So I mean, like that's the thing is like these aren't even factual people because if they're working on something, they're not going to be doing Loki.
Yeah, young Magneto from the First Class one when
which he
with
would
Kevin
be
Bacon.
Older now.
Yeah, definitely older. Yeah. But like that guy, no. I mean, I know they don't have to look exactly like Tom Hiddleston.
No,
so,
not
but
at
it's
all.
Like, Isaac Hempstead, right? Are you kidding me? Are you actually kidding me? Like, I'm not saying that, but there's nobody who's like the memes alone that would come from them casting.
You know
that
what?
Will,
nowadays,
like,
I think they cast stuff for memes.
Yeah. I don't even know how to say his name. The kid from Dunkirk.
What? Anuron Bonar?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
There
I hated Dunkirk.
I probably got
so
close.
I'm all right. And then Asa Butterfield, who is, like, super busy. Like, there's no way he has time to do
this
that.
Is, like I said, it's just
yeah,
a made-up.
It's such a weird
this
list.
This is just a couple guys sitting in a room going, hey, wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be cool?
Anyway, and then another kid from Black Mirror, Alex Lothar.
You know, it's like, it's fine to do this. Like, if you're doing a site like Screen Rant and that, don't do the talking in your basement with your best friend about, hey, wouldn't this be cool if such and such played such and such?
Right.
You know? Who would win in a fight, Superman or the Hulk?
Superman or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Go.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, because it's made out of kryptonite. Duh.
All right.
Crypto jelly. But no, it's just like, it's this kind of thing where it's like, no, if you look at the sheet of the casting call, like actually none of these guys actually fit their list.
Yeah.
So like, where are you coming from? I don't know.
They have to put out content. I guess, yeah. You know,
It's
all about the internet. You know, the internet is all about just trying to put out content.
Yeah.
So like, it's more speculation than fact now. And I'm like, I need fact when it comes to this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, if you want to do speculation, let's talk about ghosts or aliens or something like that.
Right.
Because you can go either way on that. But when it comes to like, who's casting this show or who's doing this show, just wait until the announcement.
Yeah.
I'm sure like they've cast the female Loki, which means that they're getting ready for production. They've cast two cast members already.
Yeah.
If you go on IMDb, I'm sure they have more people listed.
You know, IMDb you can't always trust either, though.
Well, you can't, but you can get close.
True, true, true. Okay, so
they're not speculating. They're usually posting who's doing what.
Well, if you have a pro account, you can go put whatever you want on there. It's like Wikipedia in that way.
Yeah, they've got two people listed.
Yeah, who do they have?
Tom Hiddleston and Sophia DiMartino.
Okay.
Loki and Loki.
Yeah. What else was she in?
I don't know. Let's find out. Yesterday.
Oh.
She played a girl named Carol in Yesterday.
Okay. Cool.
A Royal Night Out. Into the Badlands.
Did you ever watch that?
I watched the first few episodes. It was okay.
I watched the first season on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I liked the first season. And then the second season is literally a completely different show. Same actors and everything. Just like, it's completely different. It totally lost me. I wasn't, you know.
No.
So. Okay, but speaking of fact then, we got the Morbius trailer as a
But you're going to speculate. Surprise. You're going to speculate. Because everybody's speculating that it takes place in the MCU.
Well,
how
did you watch the trailer?
I watched the trailer. How do you know it don't take place in the Spider-Verse? That's a different.
You think, oh,
yes!
So hold on. So yes. You think that Tom Hiddleston Spider-Man stuff is not part of the MCU?
Well, Tom Hiddleston is Loki.
Or I'm sorry, Tom Holland?
No. That's MCU. How do you know that Michael Keaton isn't another version of that character that he played in the MCU one?
Well, you're speculating.
No, that's the thing. I'm not speculating. I'm just saying you don't know.
So
nobody knows.
Well,
until they actually like say this is part of the MCU.
You know, there's the whole Spider-Man.
It's an enjoyable trailer. It looks good. Jared Leto, hit or miss. Really?
This really seems like more of a role for him rather than the Joker.
Know
because he's that
Did
dark
he send
morose.
Dead bats the people in this one too
maybe
probably
I'll say to your point right
yeah
the Spider-Man poster that he walks by in the trailer is Tobey Maguire not Tom Holland so
right. That's what I'm saying
you know
they do
so
they
we'll
have
see.
They have the authorization to use Spider-Verse.
They own the rights to it. They can do whatever they want.
Or not.
Yeah.
Disney could shut them down like that.
Well, Disney could buy it.
Right.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
But.
No, Disney could buy it.
Well,
No,
I'm just saying the price
Trust
tag.
Me.
The price tag that Sony's going to throw on that.
All what they got to do is say, hey, Marvel Comics, don't publish any Spider-Man books. Happened with Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's got Fantastic Four now? Mm. Oh, wait. That would be Disney. Yeah. All they got to do is do that. You take Spider-Man out of the... We're not doing any Spider-Man movies. Yeah. Sorry. You know, do they really need to do any Spider-Man movies at this moment? Not really. Get this ball rolling on whatever's happening with the multiverse.
Right.
Which can tie to the Spider-Verse. Yeah. That's what I'm saying is like... It's not a speculation thing. I just was like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if they're using Spider-Verse, you know?
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
See Miles.
Exactly.
Who would you speculate as Miles? Who would you like to see as Miles?
Nobody.
No?
No. Cast somebody I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happened with Tom Holland with Spider-Man. Is mm-hmm. The only thing I ever seen him in was that movie about the tidal wave that hit
with Ewan McGregor and Naomi
where
Watts.
He played their kid and that was years ago so he was like 10 when they did that And it's just like one of those things where it's like, yeah, he was a good choice. It's kind of like Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo. Like,
yeah, Alden
Ehrenreich. I've seen him in one other thing.
Hail Caesar.
No, I've never seen Hail Caesar.
Oh, Hail Caesar was good.
Seen him in the movie with Emmy Rossum with the witches and that. Jeremy Irons and Emmy Rossum are in it. I don't remember the name of it. It wasn't that memorable of a movie.
Yeah.
Based off of a young adult book. So
is it the Shadow Hunters or whatever?
No.
One of those. But anyway.
People listening know what I'm talking about.
I will say, we've been fooled by good trailers before.
I wouldn't call it a good trailer. It was a decent trailer.
I think
the thing is like, as bad as Venom looked in the trailer, I enjoyed Venom.
See, I still haven't watched Venom.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
The character is Venom. Okay. I mean, you know, Venom, when Venom's talking to Eddie, like Eddie's not Eddie from the comic books.
Yeah.
It's just a guy that, you know, is a reporter and, you know, is trying to find out something about a bad guy.
He's Eddie Brock from a different dimension.
literally, it's that thing where you could Spider-Verse it and say he's Eddie Brock, who's more of a, you know, is a decent reporter.
So let's hop back to the source material for a second, right? Eddie Brock was a photojournalist like Peter.
Yeah.
Who hated Peter.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He hated Peter.
And in Spider-Man proper, right? But then in Ultimate Spider-Man, Eddie Brock.
It's called Beautiful Creatures.
Ah, there you go. Was that Ben Kingsley or Jeremy Irons?
That's Jeremy Irons. Okay. It might have been Ben Kingsley.
I think
Ben
Kingsley might have been that one too.
Yeah.
But then you look at Ultimate Spider-Man and Eddie Brock was like a kick-ass scientist who like Peter looked up to.
What, the comic book?
The comic book, okay. the Ultimate comic book.
It's been a long time since I read it, but it's that thing where if Disney and Sony, you know, being smart on the level of production, if Disney gave them permission to go ahead and just do Spider-Verse, where you can alter the characters. Mm-hmm. That Eddie Brock was just a guy who was a news reporter who, you know, knew about something bad was going on and then something worse was happening.
Yeah.
So hopefully we get Woody Harrelson in that second one.
In the second Venom?
Yeah, he's supposed to be playing he actually is Cletus Cassidy.
What?
Yeah. He shows up at the end.
Woody Harrelson does.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I got to watch
it. With a terrible wig on, but.
Yeah, well, you know.
Emma Thompson was in Beautiful Creatures.
Okay.
Viola Davis was in Beautiful Creatures.
Wow.
Jeremy Irons, Emmy Rossum.
Speaking of Viola Davis, have you seen the previews for that Troop Zero?
Margot Martindale was in it. Would you like some apple pie?
Oh.
See, that's all I got to say. would you like some apple pie? Zoe Dutch was in it.
Drawing a blank.
She's in a lot of stuff. She was in that Bryan Cranston movie with, God, what's his name that's in everything?
Kevin Hart?
Harry Osborn.
Oh, James Franco?
Yeah.
I just pulled her up. Yeah. Oh, why him?
Rachel Brosnahan is in that movie. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and watch this movie. Pruitt Taylor Vance. You know, it was it was one of those movies where it is more like based off of young adult type stuff. But yeah, he was in it. He was actually one of the better actors in it. I mean, you know, you got to work with Jeremy Irons and Emma Thompson. But Emmy Rossum plays like a dark witch in it.
Okay.
So at certain points, she like, they let her go over the top, like with the look and that. And I was like, yeah, she's pretty anyways. And like that, I was like, man.
Cool.
Yeah, so Woody Harrelson shows up as Cletus Cassidy at the end. No spoiler there. They've been talking about that for months.
Well, I haven't seen it, so.
Well, they've been talking about it since the movie
came out. Yeah, but the movie's been out.
So that movie came out, and I was like, the trailer didn't do much for me.
Yeah.
As other movies.
Right.
That's happened. But it had been on Stars probably about a month. And I just was like, I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
And Elva actually watched it, and I was like, that wasn't that bad. Hmm. Like, there's been ones that people are like say are good that are worse actually.
Yeah. Is that not one that you bought?
I bought it this Black Friday okay. because I was like, I told her, I said, I'm going to buy that. I actually enjoyed that. It actually was better than Spider-Man 3. And it was better than, I'm going to say it was better than both the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
Okay.
To me, I enjoyed it like more than those. Cool. Michelle Williams is in it.
Michelle Williams is a really good actress.
She was great. And Riz Ahmed.
Who we both like. So
yeah. He played the bad guy.
Cool.
But the thing with it is, it's, what's his name? Tom Hardy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Hardy plays the voice of Venom. And plays, you know, and he's got a New York accent because he like was working at the Daily Bugle, got fired and moved west. So he's living on the West Coast with his girlfriend, Michelle Williams.
Okay.
So he's got this like kind of like weird New York type accent.
He doesn't have the apparatus.
When he does the Venom voice, because they did it through filters and that. It doesn't sound like him. So it sounds like something else talking to him. And there are certain interactions between the two. They're just comedically funny. And I'm like, they did it right. They got Venom right. They got the monster with the symbiote with the human.
Yeah.
Like the characterization right. Except there was no Spider-Man.
The keyword symbiote.
Yeah.
You know, so. Or like symbiote, I think is like how they pronounce it.
Yeah, like literally there's like, there's stuff in there where I'm like, oh, they set up this. They're setting up this. It's like that. And I'm like, okay. And then Cletus Cassidy shows up at the end. I'm like, oh, we're going to get Carnage.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, sounds good.
No speculation on that one.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's supposed to come out next year, later this year.
I'm looking
year?
To see if, like, something just happened here.
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
Got a glitch. It won't let me look at Woody Harrelson's filmography.
Oh.
It's like, no, you can't handle it.
No, Woody Harrelson.
I've seen Natural Born Killers. That's, jeez.
Wait, he was in Natural Born Killers?
I hope you're joking.
Andy Serkis is going to direct Venom 2.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Interesting.
So that was the other thing I heard. Yeah, he was listed in the cast.
Okay.
Woody Harrelson played Cletus Cassidy.
Yep, right here. They have it in Cletus Cassidy Carnage. So, huh. All right. I may have to check that out. Ooh, they're going to have Naomi Harris as Shriek.
Oh, see, that's cool.
So.
And Bane's going to show up.
Bane.
I am here for you, Venom.
You have been adopted, the symbiote. I was born into it.
Venom symbiote. Well, at least Michelle Williams is coming back.
Yeah. No Tom Hardy, though.
Stephen Graham. Name's familiar.
Cool.
Peggy Lou's coming back.
Peggy Lou.
That's like some of the funniest stuff in the movie is he goes into the little like shop that this lady named Mrs. Chen runs. And that's where some of the like funny stuff happens.
All right. I might have to watch that tonight.
It's decent. I mean, it's not one of those movies where it's like setting the world on fire.
No.
But, you know, that's where I've heard the name Stephen Graham. He played Scrum in the Pirates movies.
Oh, okay.
He's probably going to play another one of the symbiotes.
Yeah.
Or a bad guy. He can play a bad guy.
You think they'll have all five of them?
I think by the end, you probably will see them. Yeah. I don't know. Like, in this one, there was a symbiote besides Venom. And I was like, I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Like, literally, Riz Ahmed joins with that one. And it's like, you know, I don't know enough about Venom. Though, you know, I know just enough to be dangerous, but not enough to...
Did you read enough Guardians after Flash... You know, it was Flash was Agent Venom when Flash Thompson.
I didn't read that far.
Okay,
but I know that he was part of that group.
So Flash Thompson.
They went to the planet.
Yeah, they went to the planet.
Right,
and it turned out that there was a glitch in the symbiote. It wasn't ever supposed to be evil, and they fixed it. They cured it.
Yeah,
and so like Flash and it were able to like bond.
But then, like, now they've introduced the Venom God and all that stuff. So it's like...
I haven't been reading any of the Venom Carnage
stuff.
It's
one of those things where, like...
So...
I like the idea of doing those type of stories, but at a certain point, It's like what if goes off the rails thing.
This is great because every new person who takes on a Venom story,
yeah,
retcons some form of the past,
right,
and then tries to say no, this is the future of the character, and then someone else comes in and says no, you're wrong. But the
you know
original...
what future of the character I like when he's a dinosaur running around in the desert, an old man Logan, because that was one of the coolest.
That was really cool.
That is one of the coolest pieces of art I've ever seen. Is a Venom T Rex, yep. And it's supposed to be what you call it from Moon Girl.
Oh,
it's supposed to be Devil Dinosaur.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm like, if that's Devil Dinosaur
that's really
Venom,
cool, yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty awesome.
But the thing is like the way they handled it with the Agent Venom story, right?
I thought it was a cool idea.
Like, Flash couldn't ever have the symbiote on for too long.
Well, right.
He had to keep it from bonding. But then that was the only way he had legs. And
yeah.
It was super cool. And then the way they used Jack-O-Lantern as the initial, like, bad guy was really cool.
Oh,
like,
they did?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they
weird.
Made him.
That's
they,
a weird one.
Well, not only was it weird, but he was awesome. Like,
yeah.
he wasn't OP or anything.
Well, that's why,
like,
they did the Marvel Legends figure back
yeah.
in the day
oh, yeah.
when that was happening. Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I just thought that was a cool design and, like, you know, to take Venom in a different direction. Mm-hmm. And that was a cool idea. And like I said, with this movie, it's one of those things where he's kind of just like, I want to say like an anti-hero.
Yeah. Well,
he's got a mean streak to him and he does some stuff that like makes him not a good guy. But, you know, he's also a sarcastic.
He's a bad guy, but he's not a
yeah,
bad guy.
He's not. Yeah. He's like, he's just, you know, a guy who, you know, will kill bad guys. And
okay.
eat them.
And eat them.
Yeah. There's some cool action sequences in that movie, though. Some of the, like, just like practical action and
yeah.
then some of the digital action stuff. Like, there's a motorcycle chase that just looks really cool. So, I don't know.
You're making it so I'm going to have to watch this damn movie.
Yeah. You should, anyways. I mean, you know, you. What? It's not gamer. I mean. Take a drink.
No,
in the infamous podcast drinking game. Take a drink.
The last time you said something funny, I took a drink and just about choked.
Yeah, but so. Like, it's one of those movies where it's like you say, it runs middle of the pack.
Yeah,
of superhero movies.
Okay,
there's a lot worse superhero movies I've seen.
Joker.
I like Joker.
Do you see a guy?
Joker
like-
would be in the same like level as this.
Okay.
But for different reasons.
Joker got
it's literally one of those things where I would actually have to pull every superhero movie that's been produced since I would go back to 60s Batman.
Wow.
And I would list I could do that. I
Ooh,
could
we should
list
do that.
Like,
why don't we do that?
Every one that how it goes, how it ranks, I
yeah.
guess you would say. Huh. And that because I mean there's been a lot of movies.
Yeah, Joker got 11 Oscar nominations.
Which I expected
it led
to
pack.
Happen.
Even more than...
Did it?
Yeah. The next one was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with 10.
Okay.
Which I told you I bought, right?
Yeah.
Did
you watch it?
I haven't had 3 hours to sit and watch something
Brad
since
Pitt drive
it,
around
so.
Los Angeles in the 1970s?
It's all right. I'm all good with that. So.
God, you know what? He's beautiful in this movie, too. you know, I enjoy Brad Pitt as an actor in that.
Yeah.
But, like, he is beautiful in this movie because they don't try to cover up he's aged.
Yeah.
Because the character that he's playing is aged. And I'm just like, man, they really made him look good.
He's just so handsome.
He was. Plus, watching Leonardo DiCaprio go off on himself in a trailer is great, too.
Yeah.
He should just win an Academy Award for that.
Just for that.
Just for that.
Very cool.
Well, since you brought that up, what is Joker nominated for? And I'll tell you if it'll win or lose.
I know it's Best Picture.
Lose.
Let me see.
That's
here.
A lose.
Joker is nominated.
Let me speculate on this Academy Awards, how it's going to go.
It is Best Picture.
Lose.
Best Actor.
Win.
Best Original Music Score.
Win.
Best Director.
No, wait. They might not win because they'll give it to John Williams just because.
Yeah, it's his 52nd nomination.
Yeah.
All right. And his last Star Wars movie. Okay.
And he's retiring.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Best Director. Best Adapted Screenplay.
Best Director, no. Best Adapted Screenplay, no.
Best Cinematography.
Yes.
Best Sound Mixing. Best Costume Design.
I don't go in the technical stuff.
Yeah,
best Costume Design, I would go with a maybe.
Okay, so Best Sound Editing, Best Film Editing, Best Makeup and Hairstyle.
We don't, Makeup and Hairstyle, yes. There was a lot of, like, cool-looking stuff in there.
Yeah.
And that, but Sound Design, I don't know, you know.
You know whose favorite category is Sound Design?
Who's?
Daryl. He loves the, like, really? He talks like he's... Like
you're talking like all the stuff where it's
like
the stuff in
the ADR stuff.
And,
he's a big geek for that stuff, which is awesome. So, you know, everybody's got
to
like
was that what he wanted to do? That's what
I don't know.
He wanted to be the guy running across the board in a room with a microphone on the board.
Dude, how cool would that be?
We could do that for him. We'll get him a microphone and put it in a room with a bunch of broken.
He can do all the Foley work.
Yeah.
So Best Picture.
And then you could get a board. And put all his Foley work onto it. And that, you know, like, so when glass breaks, you could do, you know, are you going to name all their.
So Best Picture is four. So there's. They
there
did 10 this year.
Yeah. There's 10 every year. Is there any animated in that? Or do they just do Best Animated?
No, they did just Best Animated. So you
sometimes the animated slips in there.
So Netflix has 2.
Dolomite is one of them, isn't it? No. Okay. I didn't know.
All right. So you got Ford versus Ferrari. Yet.
Okay.
Which was great. Definitely deserves to be nominated. Mangold did an amazing job. You got The Irishman, which I still haven't watched.
Was Mangold nominated?
Best Director. James Mangold was not nominated.
See?
So, which... Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So you got that, The Irishman. Jojo Rabbit. Which
okay.
I didn't see yet either, but it comes out soon. Joker. Little Women. Marriage Story. 1917.
Oh, is that the other Netflix?
Yeah, that's the other Netflix. 1917, which I was planning on trying to go see this weekend. Yeah.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Parasite. So 9. So
what the hell is Parasite?
It's a horror movie. It's like an Asian horror movie. So
what?
Yeah.
A horror movie got nominated for best. Why?
Apparently, it's really good. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what?
I think 1917 will probably win.
You mean that what was it that won the Golden Globe that I said why the hell did that win? Didn't get nominated for Best Picture? The animated movie. It probably got nominated as an animated movie.
Yeah. So lead actor is Antonio Banderas with Pain and Glory.
Okay.
I hadn't even heard of that one. Leo got nominated. Adam Driver got nominated for Marriage Story and should win.
Didn't. He got nominated for Star Wars.
For Star Wars. Joaquin Phoenix and then Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes.
Okay.
So,
I'm gonna say it's Joaquin.
Yeah. I don't know. I really want Adam Driver to win.
It's Joaquin.
I just did not like. Anyway. Okay, let's see. Supporting actress.
You're allowed to not like things.
Yeah, Kathy. Oh, wait, no, wait. Where's lead? Oh, lead
that
actress.
Doesn't mean you're right, but.
Yeah, it's Cynthia Erivo for Harriet. Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story.
These are the best actress?
Yeah, best actress. Saoirse Ronan for Little Women. Charlize Theron for Bombshell. And Renee Zellweger for Judy. I feel like from everything I've heard, like Margot Robbie got robbed. For the supporting actress. Oh, no. She's in there for Bombshell. She should have been in there for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. From what
she wasn't in it enough to really like make a difference.
Director is Martin Scorsese. Todd Phillips, which, you know, I don't get.
I don't get that one. Sam Mendes I get because I keep hearing more and more about 1917.
Yeah, I'm going to try and go see that this weekend.
Bong Joon-ho for Parasite. Yeah. Now you got to go see what this movie's about. But like this... Like Florence Poe or Pugh.
Yeah.
Was like one of the ones where I think people were surprised at.
Yeah.
And then Laura Dern got nominated for Marriage Story, but is in Little Women also. So,
but Scarlett Johansson is nominated for Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Not.
Right.
So.
Kathy
but
Bates.
She's also nominated in the lead actress for Marriage
Story.
Kathy
Bates.
So, yep, Kathy Bates. But yeah, so, I mean,
wait,
I don't want to go
through. Animated features?
Oh, sure. Frozen 2, not nominated.
Missing Link, nominated.
Yep. Oh, there you go. That was
it.
The one. So.
That's it.
Missing Link is winning.
Oh, wait. Ones that were nominated. What's Klaus? That's a Netflix, too, I'm pretty sure. I Lost My Body. No, that's one I'm curious about now.
How to Train Your Dragon got nominated for the Oscar, but not the Golden Globe.
So The Knives Out got nominated for original screenplay.
Okay.
And then Marriage Story. Marriage Story, like...
Did you watch it yet?
I haven't watched
it. It's really good.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think that Tarantino's screenplay would be, like, up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but I'd have to watch the rest of them then. Yeah. And that. No, 1917, I heard that, like, they filmed it in chronological.
Okay.
Like, that doesn't happen often in movies
anymore.
No,
they don't do that anymore.
So that's one of the reasons why everybody's, like, raving about it, because it actually... Like, seems like it progresses like that, too. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, so.
I don't see Joker winning Best Picture. That's just.
No.
But I think Joaquin did a really good job at what he had to work with. And the physical stuff that he put himself through.
Yeah, I know that the Academy likes that sort of thing. But, like, I still feel like he took that job just to sit around and smoke cigarettes all day.
Yeah.
So.
No. I think he took that job because he was very fascinated with what he was working with.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
So I also think a more, I don't want to say seasoned because Todd Phillips has done a ton of movies, but just a more mature director maybe would have done a better job with the movie.
More like Marty Scorsese?
I don't know. I mean, he was what?
A comic book movie. Yeah, I don't do comic book movies.
Yeah. So
I'm too good for a comic book movie. Watch my Netflix show.
I finally watched The Departed.
You've never watched The Departed?
I had realized I'd never watched The Departed.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like
I was kinda bored.
Yeah.
And the whole
There's parts where
the whole Matt Damon's girlfriend sleeping with Leonardo DiCaprio's character was really stupid.
There was a lot of convenience
really
in that
really stupid.
Movie. Like, there's a lot of convenience, like, you know, convenience story lines, and that I wouldn't call it great writing.
Although I did love Marky Mark hanging out in the apartment with, like, you know, the CSI gear on.
Yeah.
When Matt Damon walked in, he just shot him in the face.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you had that coming. Again, Jack Nicholson. Just play Jack Nicholson. There was no, you know, there was no acting there. Like, I feel like that's kind of how he runs around in his normal life.
He's a gang
causing
leader?
Crime.
I want him to be more Jack Napier Joker than I want him to be Departed, you know, gang leader.
Anyway, but
like he literally just walks around with a glove on where he shakes people's hands and they light up and burn.
They just burn out. any movies in particular you're looking forward to seeing this year?
Black Widow?
Yeah.
Looks cool.
Did you watch the Birds of Prey trailer?
Yeah, that's one. Yeah, that second trailer, I'm sold.
I'm intrigued.
I'm sold.
I'm not sold, but I'm intrigued.
I'm sold.
I thought Wonder Woman had a good trailer.
I like Margot Robbie as that character. So I'm like, you know, and then it's just, you know, it's Ewan McGregor. And
I'm all in for Top Gun.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Tenet. I'm kind of interested in Tenet.
That looks cool. It looks like a Inception sequel.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So,
I
kind of want to see what they ended up doing with New Mutants, for sure.
Yeah.
Then we got Ghostbusters coming out.
I don't know. I'd have to. There's a list at the theater I go to, and I should just grab it and go through it and be like,
The Kingsman looks interesting.
Yeah, that's one I'm actually looking forward to because I like that series of movies.
Free Guy with Ryan Reynolds looks like it might be just stupid fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if you got to see that one in the theater, but Bill and Ted, I'm totally excited for that. What else? Oh, The Gentlemen. the general with like everybody in it. It's like a big like
crime drama thing
with Matthew McConaughey and stuff.
Right, yeah.
That one looks interesting, but yeah, I don't know
because I've not gone through and like looked at every movie that's coming out this year to go, I'm looking forward to that.
So I guess
Morbius looks interesting. Yeah.
Venom 2 comes out on October 2nd.
Okay,
that's the release date. So
Black Widow looks interesting. You know, it's more curiosity.
Yeah.
For some of these movies,
Snake Eyes, I'm kind of curious to see what they do with that.
Is that out this year?
It's supposed to be. So we'll see.
The end of this year.
It's October 16th is its release date.
They just announced like everything though.
I know.
Unless they've been filming.
I have no idea, but
it's an origin story that we didn't need, kind of like the Bumblebee movie.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Dude, the Bumblebee movie was actually really good though.
The Bumblebee movie was good, but what's it set up? Nothing. We don't know. Yeah.
No Time to Die.
I still have to watch Spectre.
Yeah, I know. So I gotta finish Spectre.
Yeah.
So, A Quiet Place 2. That's the other one, and then Dune.
Dune.
Yeah. Which is December 18th. So.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what they can do with that.
I just hope. Is it Villeneuve, however you say it?
Yeah, the one who directed Arrival and Blade Runner.
As boring as Blade Runner 2049.
It's Dune.
Dune is not boring. Dune is awesome. We've been over this for years.
I tried to read that book. It's boring. It's a lot of chitter chatter.
I love it. It's my favorite.
This is happening on this planet, and this is what's going on this planet, and this dude's doing this, and this dude's doing that.
I tell you what, you definitely got to read The Expanse.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's so good.
No, I don't.
It's so good. I finished all the books that have been released, and I've moved on to the novellas.
Okay.
So...
But you're just listening to them. You're not reading them. Well, I don't listen to books and that. I don't have time to do that. Otherwise, I would listen to the podcast that I used to listen to.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Well, I just listen to
I wouldn't listen to our podcast, but.
Well, no, I wouldn't listen to this shit either. No.
Like throwing poop on the wall.
When I work out, I listen to the books because it helps me actually concentrate. So.
Yeah, we're not allowed to listen to music at my job.
I thought you used to be able to.
Well, overnight, but I don't work overnights anymore. So it's like all my podcasts just went.
What do you listen to in the car?
Usually nothing.
Oh.
Music, you know, if I'm feeling like it or I'm on the phone talking to somebody or other.
Yeah. So, cool. All right.
And, you know, I listen to music at home. Yeah. So. But podcast just kind of went to the wayside.
Yeah.
There's good ones out there, but, you know.
Oh, Bad Boys for Life. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, I'd look forward to that just because it's going to be, you know, a goofy movie.
Oh, and apparently on May 22nd, Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah, I did see that with John Cena.
All right. I'm all in. It's got John Cena.
He's on the poster, I think, or on the poster that they showed.
I don't know if that's a fan-made poster or what, but yeah. It looks pretty fan-made.
Oh, that's not the poster I seen.
Oh.
The poster I seen only had Vin Diesel and John Cena on it.
Oh, right there.
Nope, not that one either.
Huh. Weird. Anyway, all right. Cool.
Is The Rock going to be in that? Is Jason Statham going to be in that?
I don't know. I mean, they're off doing their own thing with their... here we can see every character confirmed to return.
Speculation.
So they're speculating Vin Diesel will return.
No. Vin Diesel's a producer. So
Michelle Rodriguez is back.
Right.
Jordana Brewster is going to come back.
Which is weird.
Ludacris and Tyree Gibson. They got to kill Brian off. Brian's just got to be like murdered in the background. Like, if they have Jordana Brewster coming back.
Or have his brother come in and actually play him.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
What's her name? Miss Andy is back. Natalie Emmanuel.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Helen Mirren is coming back.
But that means Jason Statham's coming back then.
Charlize Theron is back, you know, because she got away.
Oh, right, yeah.
Cypher. So, yeah.
Yeah, with a different look.
Yeah.
They showed a picture of her on the set, and she looks totally different.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I like just Charlize Theron. Yeah. I've liked Charlize Theron since Reindeer Games.
Yep.
2 Days in the Valley.
I've liked her since 2 Days. That was the first thing I ever saw her in.
I seen her in Reindeer Games first.
But.
I went, who's this?
Hello there. So. But yeah. All right, cool, man.
I would have liked to seen her, like, what movies would I have liked to seen her in? There was something where she as a look, she would have fit in, but I can't remember what it was now. So
she was funny on Arrested Development.
I don't think I got that far.
She was in the third season?
Yeah, I don't know if I got that
far.
So
she played a mentally handicapped adult.
Oh, really?
Who
okay.
was in love with Jason Bateman. Oh. And, you know, he just thought she was a little off.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that she was.
I liked her. Like, she was in that 8 Million Ways to Die or whatever.
A Million Ways to Die in the West.
She was good in that. She's good. She's good with comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's great timing.
I'm like, but I enjoy her, like, in the action movie stuff and that. So I still need to watch Atomic Blonde.
I liked Atomic Blonde. Yeah. So they had a cool twist at the end.
Yeah.
So in Arrested Development, she had a bracelet. It said
it was all in the Matrix, right?
Yeah. It said MRF.
Okay.
And they just all the Bluths thought it said Mr. F.
Okay.
But it stands for mentally retarded female.
Okay.
So.
All right.
The Russos directed those episodes.
Well, you know.
So they did a lot of that one.
Well, they did a lot of Arrested Development.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They did a lot of Arrested Development. Yeah. They also did, I think, Happy Endings. Did you ever watch that one? It's on Hulu. It's got Elijah Cuthbert and Damon Wayans Jr.
It does not sound familiar.
So
I'll have to.
It's a fun one.
Add another one to the list.
It's just
did finish The Crown season 3.
Okay.
It was really good. Olivia Colman deserved the Golden Globe she won for that. So
cool, cool.
Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Is awesome.
Yeah.
Like
she's awesome in everything.
Well, but this is one of those ones where she's not the main character.
Yeah.
And she's not playing crazy evil or something like that. She's just playing the queen's sister and did a really good job for all the stuff that she had to do in there.
Very cool.
Charles Dance showed up.
Did they introduce him by like skinning a deer?
No.
Not as cool.
No. But he'll pay all his debts before the end.
Damn you.
All right. Who else showed up? What's his name? That was Catelyn Stark's brother. Tobias.
Oh.
Tobias Menzies.
Yeah.
He plays Philip.
Oh.
And did like a really good job. Like compared to Matt Smith, who did an okay job as a young version of him. He got the look down, like the physical qualities that I've seen in Philip over the years, watching documentaries and that. He had it down.
Awesome.
And then there's like one episode where it's focused on the Apollo lunar landing, first man on the moon, and it's his episode. Like there's certain stories where it goes for a certain character in that.
Cool.
And it's his episode, and I'm like, yeah, it's like he's really good in that.
Alrighty.
So
nice.
I don't remember what the TV awards are.
There's the Emmys and the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And the Screen Actors Guild.
He should be nominated.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think he should be nominated as well.
Cool.
And they're coming back for the next season.
Yeah.
That's confirmed.
Because it's the actual, like, it's the current royal family, right? That they're.
Oh, yeah. It's following, like, decades. So, like, this season was 60s and 70s.
So they could get up to the point where they are now and have Ed Sheeran play Prince Harry.
There you go. Yeah, that's not you know.
So
I don't know, like he's the guy who created the show hasn't announced if he's gonna go that far up. I think the show's gonna end with the death of Diana.
Do you follow the royal family, like,
not like that,
something you're interested in?
No, it's one of those things where I just, like, if a documentary catches my eye, I watch it. Like I watched one on PBS years ago about the family, but it was more like showing what they do, how they, like,
what royalty is now.
Well, yeah, kind of, because it, like, a lot of it focused on Philip, But, you know, mm-hmm. Elizabeth shows up at one point. Like, yeah. They weren't expecting to even interview her.
Oh, wow.
And that, because it was one of those things where they have permission to see everything.
Oh, cool.
They had, you know, carte blanche to, like, go to both palaces and interview people and talk to people. So they talked to a lot of the staff and that. But Philip, like, really wanted, I guess, to be part of it.
Yeah.
So, like, one whole part of it, because I think it was, like, a 3 or 4 part mini series documentary type thing, and one whole sequence of it was him talking about how they make the money to take care of everything.
Yeah,
because, you know, they have to make profit to take care of the facilities that they all live in.
Yeah,
and that they get a stipend from the government and that. But, like, he was showing the farming facilities at Windsor, and he was showing, like, you know, where they make profit off of the horses that they race and all this type of stuff. And I'm like, that was interesting to me, because it's like, you just think of it as the king and the queen type right. thing. And it's like, but yeah, she came out at one point, like, she talked to him for a few minutes. They were with Philip and they were at Windsor, and they were just standing, like, in the vestibule where the cars would pull in, like one of the back ones, not even the front one. And the corgis came out. And as soon as the corgis came out, like, you hear, like, them scrambling.
Yeah.
Like, because they shot that live pretty yeah. much. And you hear the cameraman scrambling and, like, are we okay? Kind yeah. of stuff. And that, and she comes walking out, and, like, the guy who was with Philip and has, like, you're okay. And she came up and she said hello to everybody, and they talked to her for a few wow. minutes. And I'm like, okay. Right. Yeah.
Someone in her PR department was like, you have to go humanize yourself.
Well, oh. then that's the thing. The Crown, I know, is based off of a lot of research of stuff. And yeah. it's like I said to Elva when we were watching this, the end of this season, I said, I wonder if she watches this, like, if she actually is curious to see what they produced.
Yeah, right.
And they obviously have permission to do some of this stuff, because they're talking about stuff that isn't highly publicized and that. But, you know, it's one of those things where I'd be curious to hear what Elizabeth has to say about the show about her.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they've confirmed that, like, the cast is going to be the same. Gillian Anderson is going to be playing Margaret Thatcher. Yeah. I was like, what? Okay. And Diana will be introduced in season 4.
Okay.
It's going to be the wedding. And I assume, you know, that if he goes for another season, it'll be I think the show should end with Diana dying.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that pretty much is a definitive ending mm-hmm. for a story and that. But, you know, the guy they got to play Charles is as awkward looking as Charles has always been. Like, he yeah. plays that really well. He got the physical stuff down very and cool. that, and just very interesting.
Cool, man.
Yeah. It's the only, like, royal show that I've watched.
Yeah,
and she's watching Victoria
uh-huh.
and that. So
yeah, I was just curious, like if you
yeah I'm not a big, like, or you what, know but. Royal fan, but, you know, I'm a fan of the actors that were cast for, you know, the first 2 seasons, and then this. I like Olivia Colman.
Yeah,
I think she's a funny actress and that mm-hmm. and just to see her play this role was fun and that. So
cool.
She could be the next female doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, if she wasn't busy, like, getting Academy Awards and,
yeah,
you know, Golden Globe Awards and everything.
I like Jodie Whittaker. Like, I mean,
I haven't watched
her as a doctor. Yeah. I'm saying I like her. Like,
I was saying, if they decided to do another female doctor, Olivia Colman would be one of those people that I'd be like, maybe.
So her? I gave up on Doctor Who back. I mean, I really kind of, well, with Matt Smith, I just stopped.
Yeah.
And then I didn't even come all the way back for Capaldi. I watched a little bit.
Capaldi was interesting, and I liked him.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what he is in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And that, I think he's better as a bad guy yeah. type character, because that's what he played in Children of the Earth.
Yeah.
Like, kind of a bad guy.
Yep.
With Whittaker, like, the way that they aired those episodes, it didn't make it available to me, and I DVR'd them and then deleted it because it yeah. filled up the box and that, and they haven't put any of that on Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, you know, before when, with the other seasons, they're almost immediately.
Like, yeah.
They would say a new season started, you'd get the past season. And it's like, they haven't done that to the point where I'm like, okay, I heard there was a big twist with the beginning of this season with the Master showing up again. So
I watched Fleabag. I know we talked about that last week. I watched that in the span of 24 hours. Okay. Like, I mean, it's 6 20-minute episodes.
Right, yeah. It's not difficult on that one.
I will say it is very funny.
Yeah.
So, and
I think
the guy
try to watch The Dark Crystal.
That was the Master, you know. Or the guy that was Master.
Moriarty.
That was Moriarty. Yeah. Is amazing in the second season.
Well, he was awesome as Moriarty. So.
All right, cool.
All right.
On that note, happy birthday, Johnny.
Thank you.
If you guys are listening to this, send him a belated happy birthday. And we'll see you next week.
Yep. Later.
Bye.
Bye.
The DFS Podcast is recorded in Kings Mills, Ohio, just north of Cincinnati. You can find new episodes every Sunday on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, our website, or anywhere podcasts are downloaded. The show is hosted by Johnny Podorf and me, Brian Tudor. You can find more information about the show online at infamouspodcast.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at Infamous Podcast to stay up to date on the latest news about the show and what's going on in the world of comics, movies, TV, and more. We also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/infamouspodcast. We have some great rewards for our patrons, and we're looking for help to grow the show to bring you more of the content you want to hear. You can find Johnny online at Johnny Podorf, and I'm on most social networks as at Brian Tudor. Music in this episode was provided by Michael Henry from meetmichaelhenry.com. So, whenever you're listening to us, have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Later.